So there is a pre-homily story here, as you can well imagine, as I bring up my laptop here, put in my code. So I just returned from Michigan. I went to see my family. My mother turned 93, and so we had her birthday, and we were all there, and it was wonderful. While I was gone, I lent my home and computer to a friend. And when I came home and I was working on my homily and typing it all out, and last night I went to print it, there was no ink. So, I figured if the televangelist can do this, I can do this. I sent it to my phone, but when I got my phone out this morning and tried to, I couldn't even read it. Which is probably good for you. So I've never done this before, and it'll probably fade out or something, and I won't be able to find it again. But anyways, we'll start it, and we'll see what happens. Okay, that's the pre-story. You know, streaking was popular a few years ago. You know, it's kind of that prank where all of a sudden someone would rip off their clothes at the either high or they had been somehow prompted, or it may have even been a protest that they were expressing themselves, and they would run through these venues, sporting events or other events. I have a story that's, again, kind of like a rabbit trail story about, and it took place in a church, of all places. Back in my home parish, many, many years ago, even before streaking was popular. Or it was even thought about. The maintenance man was a young man who had been strung out for a little while on drugs, but the pastor had given him an opportunity to get his life in order and be the maintenance man. There was a woman who played the organ there, and we always accused her of playing with mittens because she wasn't good. She was elderly, and she was the crankiest woman you'd ever want to meet. She was mean. And she worked in a church. So every Monday morning, Tony would clean the church. And Tony was a quiet guy. He would not speak unless spoken to. If you said hi, Tony, he'd say hi. That's about it. Didn't get a lot of conversation out of him, but Tony liked just to be left alone, and when he was working in the church, cleaning the church on Monday morning, he just liked to be there by himself. And lo and behold, Corrine would come, and she decided she was going to practice with mittens on. So, one Monday morning, Corrine's practicing, Tony's cleaning the church. Tony had had it up to here, took off all his clothes, ran through the church naked, and the next instance, Corrine was in the pastor's office, white as a ghost. Could not even get the words out. The pastor's telling the secretary to call 911, thought she was having a heart attack. And she's going, no, 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 no. And finally, when she got the words out, she explained to the pastor what had happened. And Tony, you know, went to get help. But that was just an aside story, rabbit trail story. It's too good, too good. It happened in a church. Too good not to be shared. But nonetheless, streaking, stripping off of clothing. Don't understand why people do that, sometimes for a living, but people do it. Streaking, stripping. However, I think the gospel today challenges all of us to be strippers and streakers of a sort. Of a sort. Not literally. Not literally. Please don't go out of here and say, "He said, I'm supposed to take off all my clothes." It's related to the gospel. Let me try to explain that. Okay? In the gospel parable today, Jesus is reminding us that all of us are invited to the banquet. And in fact, the invitation is extended more than once. Not only is the invitation, as Jesus indicated to those first hearers, for them as the chosen people, but it was also for those who were the Gentiles. It was also for those extended beyond, who lived on the fringes and the edge of society. The invitation to the banquet was extended to all. And the gospel is a reminder today that all are welcome, that all have a place at the table, and there's no one who is excluded. And that point points to the reality that the table is not of our making. It's not of our governing. None of us are here because we deserve, because we've earned, because we are allowed. We're all here because of God and God's invitation. We're here because of the great embrace, the unconditional grace, and the very mystery of an all-inclusive God. We come here as people who, like those first hearers in the gospel, are invited, but sometimes find many reasons for not being here, not being at the banquet, not being of proper disposition, not having the proper clothing. Now, I'm not talking about literally at this point, but if we interpret how we dress when we come to church, there may be something in that as well. There may be something for us to glean and to ask ourselves about in terms of how we come here and the accountability that we have by being invited to the table. In the gospel, the king saw one who was not properly dressed, and the king had him removed. And the wailing and the grinding of the teeth, I don't think it was just happening outside because there was a group of people out there who weren't allowed in. The gospel says that all were allowed in. The wailing and the grinding of teeth was that very man who was dealing with his own self-regret, and his own shame. We're all invited. We're invited to be dressed properly, of proper disposition, and I think we could interpret that, as I said, literally as well. Otherwise, and this is where we go back to the beginning, I think we're invited to be streakers and strippers of not the literal clothing that we wear, but that which keeps us from being fully here, fully members of the community, fully banqueteers, all with a place around that table, all here to eat and drink. This is the month of Francis of Assisi, that little humble man that we've all grown to love because of his certainly his humble servitude, his poverty. And our leader, our church's leader, has taken his name so as to imitate him. You know, there is the story, and maybe many of us don't know about Francis, that there was a time in his life when he was wealthy. He had everything to inherit from his father and mother, who were fine merchants of fabrics and other things that came from the East. He had nothing to lose, but at one point after his conversion, there is the story that's told that as he stood before the Bishop of Assisi, he rejected it all. And he said that nothing of this world is for me to take with me. And in front of the bishop, and in front of his parents, he stripped himself naked of his clothing, and he streaked through the street, walking through the streets of Assisi, out to the hermitage where he made his life, saying that everything that he had to be behind him. And he literally took nothing with him. Naked he came to the world, naked he would go out of the world. The gospel story is one that reminds us, in the sense of Francis, that all of us have things that encrust us and embellish us and weigh us down, that we try to take with us, and when we come and we respond to the invitation to come to the banquet, we're not always properly dressed. We're not always properly of disposition. And there are things in our life for all of us that we need to shed. We need to strip ourselves of those things that keep us from truly, truly celebrating the banquet feast to which we have been called. Francis did that, and we can call upon him for the strength and the courage that we need to be able to leave behind, to come of proper disposition, to be fully accountable to the banquet invitation, where we all have a place here, where we all have food and drink that will sustain us to eternal life.